The ABC has recently launched a redesign of its catch-up TV service, iView. Chris Michael, Project Manager for Television from Media Access Australia, is here to tell us about the improvements that have been made to iView's accessibility. Welcome, Chris.
Hello, Berta.
Now, for the uninitiated, what is ABC iView?
Okay, well, as you said, it's what is usually called a catch-up TV service or an on-demand service. So all of the networks have one now, and it means that after a program has been broadcast on TV, not every program, but most of the popular ones, it will then go up onto the catch-up service, and then it's usually up for about a month, so people can watch it online on their PC or on their mobile device or whatever.
So what improvements have been made to make it easier to use?
Well, the main difference is that it's now well on its way to being WCAG compliant. So that basically that means that the ABC is confident that the website and the mobile apps that it runs on are accessible to screen readers.
What does WCAG mean?
WCAG, which is written as WCAG, that stands for Web Content Accessibility Guidelines. So they're basically a set of guidelines that have been formulated by the World Wide Web Consortium, or W3C, which is a body that's headed by Tim Berners-Lee, who's basically the man who invented the internet, and they set international web standards. So WCAG is the accessibility standards. So in terms of blind and vision impaired people, it means things like to meet standards, a website has to have good colour contrast, it needs to set the text set out in a logical way with proper headings and so on, and so that people can navigate through it using a screen reader. And I suppose for a catch-up TV service, the crucial thing is that you're able to find the video player and find the program you want and play it using your keyboard, so you're not relying on a mouse.
Mm. Does the new iView have audio description?
No, alas, no. And that is one thing where it means it's not actually WCAG compliant, because, or WCAG 2 compliant, because that does require a audio description. Of course, the reason for that is that ABC TV itself doesn't have audio description at the moment. So the player is basically mirroring the experience on TV. So, for example, if the program is captioned on TV, it'll be captioned on the iView. But alas, as we both know, Roberta, no audio description as yet, although we've been waiting a long time now.
I just have to keep plugging.
Plugging away. Yeah.
And tell me, just quickly, Chris, if you do listen to or watch a catch-up TV program, can you pause it and fast forward and all that?
Yes, yes, you can. It works sort of just like a video player, really.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So how does iView compare to other catch-up TV services then?
Well, as you can probably gather from that, it's much better than the rest. We've given the others a bit of a test. Channel 7 or Network 7's one, which is called 7 Plus, is the best. So there's only a few problems with that, but the main thing is you can get into the video player and select play and pause and do that with the keyboard, and it's fairly easy to use. So it's pretty good. Fortunately, the others aren't too good. The 9 one is called Jump In, 10 is called 10 Play, and SBS is, I think, just called SBS On Demand, and they're all pretty terrible in terms of access. Mm. So there's a lot of work for people to do.
Are they actually listening to the possibilities of upgrading things?
Well, look, it's taken... 7 were targeted by a deaf activist probably about 3 years ago. So I'm assuming that, and I know that they did do some work on this a couple of years ago, and then they reckon they ran out of money. I'm presuming that the work that they've done on their player is probably coming out of that. Mm. So yeah, but these things take a long time to do.
So Chris, where can listeners start watching ABC iView?
Okay, so if you're on the internet using a web browser, go to iview.abc.net.au, and if you're using a mobile device, you can search for ABC iView in the App Store or on Google Play.
You can find out more about how to access different types of video and online media at mediaaccess.org.au, or you can call Chris and the team on 02-921-26242. Thank you for all of that today, Chris. I've been speaking with Chris Michael, Project Manager for Television from Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia is a supporter of this program.